Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Monday evening, August 25th, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., VMAR, expands distribution network, signs exclusive Nimbus Boats agreement for Florida's West Coast. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol VMAR, has expanded its distribution network by signing an exclusive agreement with Nimbus Boats for Florida's West Coast. This partnership marks a significant step in VMAR's journey from an electric propulsion manufacturer to a comprehensive marine retail leader. With Florida being a key player in the boating market, this exclusive deal positions VMAR to capture a substantial portion of the state's $6.4 billion annual powerboat sales. By securing distribution rights for premium Nimbus boats, Vision Marine is revolutionizing the marine industry with its zero-emission electric boats. This move follows their acquisition of Nautical Ventures in June 2025, further solidifying their position as a pioneering technology company, bridging the gap between traditional boating and sustainable watercraft.
Mining news breaks: LaFleur Minerals Inc., OTCB LFLRF, scales up Swanson Project, strengthens position in Abitibi Belt. LaFleur Minerals, listed on the CSE under LFLR and on the OTCQB, has expanded its Swanson Project by staking 32 additional mineral claims, bringing the project's area to 18,304 hectares across 445 claims and one mining lease. This move extends the project's strike length to over 33 kilometers and consolidates control over a major structural break in the Abitibi region. LaFleur's CEO, Paul Tenier, highlighted the integration of historical exploration data with new surveys to define drilling targets at Swanson. The company is set to launch a fully funded drilling program and has strategically increased its land position to enhance discovery potential in the region. Q&A with Craig Kitto, founder and CEO of KitMe. Craig Kitto, co-founder and CEO of KitMe, developed a digital closet and social commerce platform to simplify wardrobe management. KitMe promotes conscious consumerism by helping users shop smarter and reduce waste. The platform stands out with its unique email integration feature and free personal styling services. KitMe aims to build a community around shared values and style. Despite early challenges, KitMe persevered to secure strategic partnerships and scale the platform. In the future, KitMe plans to introduce features like peer-to-peer swap and rent, stylist concierge services, and collaborations with creators. The platform envisions becoming a go-to destination for fashion journalism and aims to eliminate elitism in the fashion world. KitMe encourages user engagement through social sharing and authentic fashion content. Craig Kitto emphasizes the importance of focus in building KitMe and advises aspiring entrepreneurs in the tech and fashion space to seize opportunities in the industry. KitMe's future plans include launching a human-to-human concierge styling service and undergoing a rebrand for a more elevated look. Rock Breaks. Rapid SXTM powers UCOR Rare Metals Inc., XDET VUCU UURAF. Role in rebuilding mineral independence. UCOR Rare Metals, leveraging its rapid SX separation technology, is poised to become the North American gatekeeper for magnet-grade rare earth oxides. Recent trade agreements with the European Union and Japan are attracting significant investment to reshape U.S. manufacturing. UCOR's rapid SX technology offers a supply chain solution by separating HRE oxides three times faster than conventional methods. The Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex is set to begin commercial production in 2026, supplying tariff-insulated magnet-grade neodymium, praseodymium, terbium, and dysprosium. With OEM qualifications underway, EUCOR is not just an REE separator, but a strategic partner in rebuilding North American critical minerals independence.
Inside Detox Nation, how Sinclair Kennelly turned personal crisis into a scalable health revolution. Sinclair Kennelly, founder and CEO of Detox Nation, turned her personal battle with chronic illness into a scalable health revolution. Her protocol focuses on ordered detoxification processes to prevent die-off reactions. With the average person encountering over 1 million toxic particles daily, Kennelly's work addresses root causes of illness beyond environmental chemicals. Through education, via podcasts and online programs, Detox Nation empowers a global community to take manageable steps towards detoxification. Kennelly's long-term mission is to help 100 million people reverse toxin-driven symptoms. By sharing data-driven protocols and advocating for improved public infrastructure, she offers hope and guidance to those seeking lasting health benefits.
Forian receives unsolicited proposal from CEO to be taken private. Forian Inker has received an unsolicited proposal from CEO Max Wygod to take the company private at a purchase price of $2.10 per share. The proposal, led by Wygod and inside directors Adam Dublin and Shahir Kassam Adams, is conditioned on financing, employment agreements, and approval by a special committee. The proposal aims to provide immediate liquidity and certainty of value to stockholders. The transaction, structured as a two-step process, would be funded through personal resources, third-party financing, and company cash. The company's board of directors has established a special committee to evaluate the proposal. Forian does not undertake any obligation to provide updates on the transaction, except as required by law.
Seg Media Corp., the reinvention of a legacy brand for the next era of fan engagement. Lottery.com has rebranded as Seg Media Corporation, LRYDU, marking a significant shift towards a growth-focused media, gaming, and sports strategy. The company now operates through three verticals: sports, entertainment, and lottery, aiming to redefine global fan experiences. With a $300 million equity facility secured, Seg Media is gearing up for international expansion in motorsports, esports, and immersive media. The convergence of sports, entertainment, and technology is driving companies to transform into platforms designed for modern fans. The recent rebrand of Lottery.com into Seg Media, NASDAQ, SEGG, LTRW, signifies a strategic evolution in mission and operational architecture, positioning the company for success in the evolving landscape of fan engagement.
Pediametrics secures $2 million NIH CRP grant to accelerate pediatric AI health solutions. Pediametrics, Inc., creator of the FDA-cleared SoftSpot mobile app for pediatric skull shape screening, has received a $2 million NIH CRP grant to expand its AI health solutions. The grant will support advancements in 2D and 3D imaging capabilities, as well as the development of AI tools for early detection of pediatric ear and dental deformities. This funding will help bridge the gap between development and commercialization, preparing SoftSpot for broader adoption. The newly expanded SoftSpot Total Care solution will offer refined 2D and enhanced 3D scanning, along with new AI solutions like EarSpot for early ear deformity screening. Pediametrics, founded by researchers from Johns Hopkins, Oxford, and the NIH, is dedicated to enhancing early detection and reducing the cost of pediatric care.
Which business structure fits best when launching a consulting business? When launching a consulting business, choosing the right business structure is crucial. The entity you select impacts taxes, liability, and credibility. Options include sole proprietorship, partnership, LLC, and corporation. Sole proprietorship is simple but risky, while a partnership is ideal for multi-owner firms. An LLC offers flexibility and protection, making it a popular choice for most consultants. Corporations are best for larger, scalable firms. Consider an S-Corp election for tax efficiency. Ultimately, the best structure depends on your goals and risk tolerance. Trusted services like My Corporation can help guide your decision and handle paperwork, setting your consulting business up for success.
MARA advances international growth strategy with leadership appointments and regional headquarters in Europe. Mara Holdings, a leading digital energy and infrastructure company, has appointed Jad Rirar Mestrele as senior advisor and François Garson as general manager of Europe. The company has established its new European headquarters in Paris, France. These strategic moves mark a significant milestone in Mara's international growth strategy, positioning the company at the heart of Europe's energy ecosystem. With Mestrelet's vast industry experience and Garson's background in finance and technology, Mara aims to expand its impact in Europe. Garson, who has over 20 years of experience, will oversee Mara's European operations from the new headquarters and establish joint ventures with leading European energy companies. Mara is focused on leveraging computing technologies to collaborate with global energy majors and drive innovation in electricity generation worldwide.
45 Drives partners with Linbit to deliver enterprise-ready, highly available open storage solutions. 45 Drives, the open source storage leader, has partnered with Linbit to deliver high availability server solutions for demanding environments. This collaboration combines 45 Drive's open hardware with Linbit's software-defined storage stack, offering integrated solutions without traditional cost barriers. Linbit, known for DRBD and LinStore, is a trusted name in Linux-based storage, supporting global customers with 24/7 support. The partnership brings cutting-edge technologies like DRBD and LinStore to 45 Drive's ecosystem, enabling turnkey access to high-availability, clustered storage architectures. This aligns with 45 Drive's mission to make open hardware and software the foundation of modern enterprise IT, providing customers with transparency, cost predictability, and technical expertise. Organizations interested in deploying these solutions can contact sales at 45drives.com for more information.
Falling battery prices could accelerate EV uptake. Electric vehicle battery prices have dropped to record lows, potentially speeding up EV adoption globally. Lithium-ion battery costs for vehicles are now around $57 per kilowatt hour for LFP chemistry and $61 for NMC chemistry. As prices continue to fall, future EV models from companies like Bollinger Innovations Inc. could see significant improvements. Tiny Gems, a platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, provides access to various communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. For more information, visit tinygems.com. Royalty Management Holding Corporation applauds the recent transaction between ReElement Technologies and Vulcan Elements. Royalty Management Holding Corporation applauds the recent transaction between ReElement Technologies and Vulcan Elements. The two companies have partnered to supply the United States with rare earth magnets. Royalty Management looks forward to working with both parties to source and supply rare earth mined and recycled feedstock from Royalty's controlled properties and investments to support their production. Royalty Management Holding Corporation, a forward-leaning royalty company, is excited about the agreement and is well-positioned to assist ReElement Technologies with source feedstock for their refining process. Through its portfolio of companies and royalties, Royalty Management aims to support the expansion of rare earth magnet manufacturing abilities in the U.S.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.